All right, happy Labor Day, everybody. Dave in for Bob this morning. Speaking of work, Dean Richards is working on his day off, live from WGN-TV, I think, in the backyard. Good morning, pal.
I'm out in the front yard of WGN-TV right now.
So people,
and, you know, it's never a chore when I'm behind the grill. And it's a beautiful morning like this. I mean, the other day it was 95 degrees and 90% humidity. And, you know, and I'm in front of the grill. That wasn't so pleasant for me or anyone who was around me. But it's a gorgeous morning today. I've got the grills going outside. I'm cooking on WGN TV Morning News this morning, which, by the way, it's the TV Morning News 27th anniversary today.
I know. I've been watching some of the clips on the side here between commercials. That's pretty cool to see all those old faces, I guess. Not old, but you know what I mean, former faces.
Well, there are old faces. Mine probably top of the list of everyone else. But it's just incredible to believe that you know, this crazy little morning show.
27 years.
27 years old now. It's amazing.
Well,
I've been on the show for 20 of those years. 2001 was my first year on the morning show.
Okay. Yeah. On the morning show, but I heard you talking about yesterday that you're celebrating 30 years on TV and then 27 this Wednesday on radio.
Yeah. I was looking for something else yesterday morning for my Sunday show. And I found a recording of my very first show on WGN.
It's pretty cool.
I was filling in for Roy Leonard. And, you know, we've all gone through this when we've done our first shows. You know, we're sitting there going, I can't believe I'm on WGN.
Yeah.
You know, I've been up and down the dial on, you know, mostly music stations. But, you know, to be at the station that you grew up with, that, you know, where you listen to Jack Brickhouse and Wally Phillips and Bob Collins, and, you know, to be part of the cast with Spike Odell and Kathy and Judy and, you know, some of the other legendary names of WGN. You know, I was sitting there going, somebody's made a terrible mistake. What am I doing here? But I realized that this week is my 27th anniversary as a host on WGN Radio. 30 years here on WGN TV doing 30 years ago is when I did my first the Victory Auto Records commercial
which you're still getting checks for, by the way.
It's one of the very first things that I did when I started working here. Was I did a bunch of, you know, brought to you buys when you know, for the Cubs.
Sure.
And they said, hey, read this Victory Auto Records commercial. Little did I know that it would still be on 30 years later.
How much are those checks worth now?
Same as they were when I first got it.
I figured.
Which is pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you filled in for Roy Leonard. My first fill-in on the air was your show, but you were on the show. I don't know if you remember this, but you were in L.A. and something crapped out with your ISDN line or whatever it was. And I remember getting a call at 7:30 and they said,
I love when you use special broadcasting code like that.
It was like 7:30 in the morning, and the manager at the time called me and said, hey, Dean, you're going to host Dean's show with him. And
I was on the phone, I think.
You're on the phone. And I said, well, let me shower. And I remember that person said, it's radio. F your shower. You got 30 minutes to be down here before 8 o'clock news. And I'm like, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Isn't that charming? That's very charming.
That isn't that nice. So, you know, being that it's Labor Day, what was your first job ever? Forget broadcasting. Like, what was your first job ever?
My very first job ever, I was a janitor at my aunt's beauty shop on 71st Street on the south side of Chicago's Mr. Ted's Coiffures.
Wow, fancy.
There was no Mr. Ted involved. I don't even know where that name came from.
It sounds fancy.
But it was my aunt's beauty shop.
Yeah.
And I would come in after school and, you know, sweep up all the hair, clean the rollers, you know, the curlers. And my aunt, you know, tells the story now that how painfully shy I was. You know, I was walking into this beauty shop, you know, nothing but women. And I'm you know, probably 14 years old or something, dorky and awkward. And, you know, she likes to make fun of that now. It's like, oh, Mr. WGN wouldn't say a word to anybody. He was so shy to talk to anybody.
Andy was a janitor, too, weren't you? Was that your first
gig? Yeah, first one was sweeping hair at Sheer Genius. And Glenview. Shear, of course, meaning the scissors.
Shear, right? Genius.
The best part about that job was the boss paid me in cash, and he thought my name was Neil. The entire time I was there.
So if someone had to be blamed, Neil was fine.
Yeah, so Neil, you know, Neil got, he was not a very good worker, but Andy was great.
Shwani, what about you? First job?
First job ever. I worked in a store, did a little bit of everything in Woodmar Shopping Center in Hammond, Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Schiller Park Water and Sewer Department. Painted fire hydrants and built creek beds with railroad ties. That was my, and at the same time, I was making calls for the Reagan-Bush campaign.
Wow.
At that time, yeah, that was night. The other one was during the day. So yeah, I was a busy guy at 16.
I just saw a very interesting documentary about Ronald Reagan. I don't think it was a new one. I think it might have been, you know, one of those PBS like American Experience or something like that. But it was very interesting. You know, just learning about Ronald Reagan, you know, more as an adult than an angry child.
Right, exactly.
As an angry adult instead of an angry child.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. But first job in radio for you. Okay, so that was your first job ever. What was the first radio gig? Because you said you were up and down the aisle. What was the first one? Was it FYR?
Yeah, my first radio job was WLTD in Evanston.
Chuck Shaden.
1590 on your AM dial. Yes, I ran the controls for Chuck Shaden's old time radio show, and that's where I talk about a master's class in the golden age of radio. You know, just being there with Chuck Shaden and absorbing his knowledge of everything. And my big, like the big excitement of every show for me is once per show he let me do the weather. And I got to turn my microphone on and, you know, do the weather forecast here on the North Shore in Evanston.
Now, do you have any of those tapes? Are those tapes in existence anywhere?
Nobody will ever hear those tapes.
Okay. All right. Those are...
As I pointed out, we played a little bit of my first show yesterday, and Shwani was already making fun of me, and everyone was making fun of me.
I heard it was fine. You sounded good.
That's my first show. Gee, so happy to be here.
You sounded good.
I thought he sounded good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but the tapes from that job, but even beforehand, Shwani can relate to this because Shwani also had a basement radio station that, you know, broadcast what, like for one or two blocks, maybe?
If that.
An illegal setup that we had. And we used to record all of those shows. And one of my friends, who I still know, I've known him since I was 5 years old. He was also one of the DJs on this station. He found an old tape of us doing our shows. Maybe we're 10 years old, like that.
Yeah.
And I promise those tapes will never, ever, ever, ever see the light of day.
Yeah, thank God for no internet. Dean Richards is with us. So not a lot of entertainment news to report today, but you're barbecuing. So what are some of the highlights? What are you featuring?
I you know what? I'm going crazy right here because during the break, I was just checking on some of the things that I'm getting ready to cook on TV. I already did a big platter full of sort of like a tropical shrimp kebab that is shrimp and pineapple and mango has been marinated in coconut milk and coriander and garlic, a whole bunch of spices. I marinated it overnight. And then you just throw it on the grill, you know, pretty high heat for, you know, maybe 3-4 minutes per side. Shrimp cooks super, super fast on the grill. And with the pineapple and the other fruit, you really just want to get a nice grill mark on it. And that was like a huge, big hit. Absolutely delicious. I'm getting ready to make some beef teriyaki rolls that I've taken some. I've used flank steak today, but really you can use any kind of steak you want. Pound it out super thin, and then you're going to cut it into strips so you can roll it with spears of asparagus and green onion. You roll it up in this beef that I marinated the beef overnight in teriyaki sauce. And then I'm going to throw that on the grill. They cook super fast on the grill, and you get the combination of the delicious beef with asparagus and the green onion. It's absolutely delicious. And I'm making two desserts this morning as well. I'm making kind of a pear cobbler. Mm. I've taken some fresh pears, and I've cut them all up. I grilled them up on the grill, mixed them in with some sugar, some flour, and some cinnamon on the grill. So it's, you know, kind of like this goopy, you know, delicious fruit grilled mess, really.
Yeah.
That's going to go into a pie pan. And then on top of that, some granola with cinnamon and cranberries that will go on top of it. And then you let it cool for 20 minutes, a half an hour. The flour mixture kind of holds everything together, and it's a fantastic fresh fruit cobbler that's, you know, so great to make this time of year. We've got so many great peaches right now, and pears, and, you know, all kinds of fruit. I'm also making brownies on the grill. Brownies on the grill, double layer. So I make a pan of brownies on the grill. I put a layer of whipped cream on top of that, some fresh strawberries, and then another layer of brownies on top of that, another layer of whipped cream, and more strawberries on top of that. You know, you got the delicious chocolate treat of the brownies, got the nice rich whipped cream, the nice fresh strawberries in there. It's super easy. All these things are so easy and super delicious. For the most part, pretty healthy, but, you know, it's Labor Day. You don't have to eat super healthy on a holiday.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't eaten since about 5 or 6 o'clock last night, and Bradley Place is on my way home, so I will be stopping by for sure. But you know what? There's two things that...
I will tell you that our engineers, they make pretty quick do of, you know, whatever it is that I'm cooking.
Oh, so, cool.
You know, don't waste any time.
But I will say there's two things that people don't really get used to cooking on the grill that I do all the time, too, is breakfast on the grill. You can totally do pancakes and eggs and sausages and bacon and stuff on the grill, but it's dessert. And I've done brown bag apple pies on there, and I've got a few grills in the backyard. So I got a smoker and charcoal grill and a gas grill, two Weber's. And I'm going to tell you, I loved experimenting with different stuff, not just do the traditional steaks and chicken and everything else. I love to do sides on there. People just don't think about that. You use it as an oven.
Well, that's why I like to do, you know, a lot of people are going to do burgers and hot dogs today. You know, of course, that's, you know, pretty simple to do all that stuff. Throw a steak on the grill. I love pork tenderloin on the grill. I think it's delicious, number one, but it's also very, very easy to cook. But some of these other things are a little bit different. You know, these shrimp kebabs with fruit. A lot of people do kebabs with green pepper and onion and mushroom. I like to mix it up a little bit with the savory, with the sweet, which I think is great. And these beef teriyaki rolls that with the asparagus and green onion inside. It's I first had it at a Japanese restaurant, and you know, they do these rolls and, you know, grill them up, and then they cut them and serve them like sushi, like rolls of sushi. It's beautiful on the dish. You know, if you're looking for something, you know, that's like really cool presentation wise, you can't go wrong with these beef teriyaki rolls. And, you know, we put all the recipes up on the web, so it's easy to find all these recipes that I'm talking about, WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. If you text the word cooks to 97999, we'll automatically send you the recipes. Whatever I'm cooking on TV that week, we'll automatically send that to you. So there's a bunch of ways to get the recipes. We started this new QR code. I have a QR code now.
The QR code is back. Yeah.
When I cook all this stuff on TV, all you do is scan the QR code, and it, you know, automatically engages you with all of my cooking stuff. I am in the process of having that QR code tattooed someplace on my body. So
wow.
if you run into me, someplace on the street,
find it.
And you need to scan the QR code, I'll be more than happy to show it to you.
Catch Dean on the WGN Morning News with Bob tomorrow just after 8. I am stopping by, and just do me a favor and don't alert security like you did last time.
I'm calling them right now.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.